the quick and the dead are the sons of men. And I believe what I believe. It's what makes me what I am. I did not make it. No, it is making me. It is the very truth of God, not the invention of any man. I believe it, I believe it.
Everybody, Jerry here. Judy is going to try to make her way back, and she may eventually bump me out and host the show. But for right now, we're going to get it going. Let's pray real quickly. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, and we greatly seek and expect you in these days. And we thank you for that. We thank you for our challenges. Many of us have been experiencing a particularly tough challenges lately, and we know this is all part of our preparation as a bride, a faithful bride for you, and we reach out and we do as best we can what you ask us to do and just trust you. Thank you for leading this show and guide us today and help us have the fellowship and the church that you would like as our pastor. In Jesus' name, amen. I am going to do what I usually forget to do, and that's welcome everybody who's in chat. Right now we have Lala, that's Cake and Cuddles. We have Gemma. We have a guest, and we have Michelle and Rosemary. So hello, everybody in chat. And then online, we have Tana, I think. Hi, Tana.
Hello, you're right. I love you, Jerry.
Love you too, Tana.
And I love you, chat. I love your own listening. And, of course, I love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And, yes, we are seeking you and waiting for you anxiously and patiently as well.
That's right. And we have Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Pat.
How's everyone? Hi.
<Yeah.
laughs> Love you all.
And love you, too. We have Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Hey, Keith. Love you.
Love you all.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Keith. Love you,
yeah,
Tana. Love you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Love you, Chat.
You too, Keith. And I think we've got Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Hey, Alana.
Love sweetie. You, Alana.
Love
you, honey.
Hello, Church. How are you?
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Alana.
My baby.
Well, I know you're not enjoying your computer problems, but I think it's really cool because it makes you call in.
Yeah, we love to hear from you. Love to hear that.
Jerry
voice.
Might have sent something to your computer along.
I didn't think of it, but
you know, I had two computer doctors here today. They said it's incurable. We
can't. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh wow! That's a bummer.
Wow!
Got to be something they can do.
A bummer.
Well, tomorrow, but. You know, we are in a season where there are a lot of intense, challenging, glorious, it's a real mixed bag here, and I have a palsy hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think your computer is at rapture-centric stage 6, Alana. I think that's the problem.
Exactly.
There
you go. Absolutely.
And
maybe
I think we've got
seven because it doesn't want to work anymore.
Yeah, it might be
stage 7 because it doesn't want to do anything anymore. It wants to go home. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know,
I think we've got Lee.
I'm sorry. I just played
no.
Noah
no. Go ahead.
Because I'm down for Redbox here, and when I was I started Noah, I think it just went to stage 7. I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're not
seven.
The only
we don't
one.
Get there.
Yeah, really.
Completion, yeah, right.
Oh, dear God.
And we have Leah on the line. Hello, Leah.
Hello, how are you?
Hey,
hi,
Leah.
How are you? Love you.
Well.
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you.
My sweetie.
We're all happy to see you here. And I think we have Chris on the line, too.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, hey, guys. How's everybody doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm pretty well.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Love you, too, all of you.
Just feeling it in the air, everybody.
Did you check out
that
video I posted in chat? Frank DeMoro's. Talking about the rapture being on the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, I mean.
A lot of people are.
I posted in the Facebook chat. Check it out. He just posted it this morning. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Cool.
Well, he says he wholeheartedly believes that the rapture has to be on Feast of Trumpets.
Really?
And that, you know, the signs are all lining up. For this Feast of Trumpets, he said, you know, I'm not telling you that it's going to be this Feast of Trumpets, but everything's lining up for it to be this Feast of Trumpets. And
wonderful.
If not, it'll be next year's Feast of Trumpets.
Mm.
Yeah,
we don't want next year.
It's lining up for this year.
We'll be at stage 10 by then.
You know,
need this year. No.
I don't. There's no. There's. Yeah. If. He's going to have to translate us where we're at if he's going to keep us here another year.
I agree.
And,
and that's what I've been telling the Lord every day. I mean, I have like one, Paula Marie, who's got a big YouTube channel, emailed me yesterday, Keith, I just won't be able to make it another year. And at the very time she said that, I had another woman have been helping email me, like, you know, Paula's my friend, but this other woman I've been helping email me, I'm just not going to be able to make it another year. I mean, at the same time I was getting all these statements, and I'm like, all I wrote is, I agree. You know, it's too much. It's time to go.
Yeah.
I agree, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're not going to have...
No.
I told the Lord, the bride's already on their last breath. If we go another year, there's not going to be no bride left.
No.
They'll be back into the world trying to fix
Touch
all their
that.
Wounds and their problems. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
They'll get so caught up in their problems, they won't have their eyes on the Lord anymore. They'll just be trying to remedy every fire in their life, you know.
Oh,
but the
signs,
do point to the fact that, you know, we have to go this year. I mean, this is the only year that I've run into that. Situation, you know. And there was also something online that I saw that had all the red, it had all the full moons, and it kind of counted them or whatever, and then it said, I think I sent it to everybody, and it showed how which year could be the start of the tribulation, and next year was not possible, but this year was, based on how many, so, you know, makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, that actually, just the offer of next year as that kind of a concept actually irritates my spirit because...
Exactly, Jerry, me too.
Yeah,
I don't
mean my emotions. I mean my spiritual discernment. It's like...
I agree.
It's almost as offensive as... And the reason people are saying that, though, is because they don't understand the way time is playing out because they can't decipher it. It's not going the way many people expect. And they see, you know, you see so much happening that's in the latter half of Revelation that it's got everybody spinning around trying to figure out what end is up. And and the fact of the matter is it's a lot simpler to just say, you know, I don't understand. But, you know, even the rabbis say that the Jubilee year in, you know, our 2015 or their next year, 5775, is a huge year. And it's not the beginning of something. It's the end of something. So whether you like it or not, we're, you know, and where Feast of Trumpets this year is concerned, let me just say, you know, with respect to our group, which the Lord has very clearly given many of us the understanding that we have a slightly, you know, we leave slightly ahead of the worldwide rapture, our Enoch walk, if you will. You know, if you really want to pin a rapture on Feast of Trumpets, then subtract at least 7 days from that to get to when we leave. And we're working with a very narrow time period here, and I, you know, as for me, I... He's shown so many people this weekend, and we have gotten so many powerful signs that, as Judy said once or twice, if by some really, really, I would say even unlikely chance that we're here, say, on late Monday or Tuesday, and we get past our Sunday alarm by a significant amount of hours and days, the Lord is going to work even more powerfully and create an even larger consensus, I should say, of truly led spiritual or spiritually led thought and experience, and raise us up even more to a higher level of understanding and clarity because he's done a tremendous amount in here. But I totally believe in my experience and in what we've seen that we got our 7-day warning. And we're going to be going. I really do.
You know, and something you said, Jerry. Something you said, Jerry. That I when you said that there was things that we don't understand that people are in. You know they don't know which ends up. This is a perfect example of this. And this is something that just has struck me. Satan uses. I have a very analytical mind. You know, I want to understand, you know, and Satan has used that against me in the past, not in the past 2 years since I rededicated my life, but during my backslidden years where I believed in God, but I was mad at God and I blamed God and I said, you're forsaking us and you don't care, you're not here, you made us and left, you know, and for years I was like that. And I blamed him. Well, the world's suffering, and you know everything just stinks, and you know, that's just how I was, and I blamed him. And when I rededicated my life a couple years ago, Satan tried to use, you know, that analytical part of me to sway me back. You know, and one of scriptures that he used on me was when Christ is dying on the cross. And he says, Father, why have you forsaken me? All right? And for 2 years, I've ignored that. I completely dropped it. And this is something that I learned to rest in the peace of the Lord and to realize that there are things that it wasn't it wasn't the right time for me to understand certain things, you know, and you have to accept that and just say, okay, Lord, I don't have to understand this. You've broke me of that, you know, the analytical pride of myself to have to understand. I don't need to know. I don't need to understand because I believe. And that's it,
right.
Bottom line. And just here a couple days ago, I'm listening to Ravi Zacharias. I don't know if you guys ever listen to him. I'm listening to him preaching, and he breaks down that scripture, and it was so simple that I couldn't believe that I didn't get it. He says, you know, when Jesus stated that, he was talking about when Christ died on the cross, and he said, when Jesus stated, Father, why have you forsaken me? He said, that was because at that moment, at that very moment, Jesus was bearing the weight of all of our sins.
Yeah.
Okay? And at that very moment, because God cannot be in the presence of sin, while Jesus was carrying that weight of our sins and our curse for us, he was separated from God at that moment because God could not be in the presence of sin. So Jesus separated himself from the Father so we could have a way to get to the Father, you know. And when he broke it down for me, I was like, I can't believe I didn't figure that out on my own, you know. But at that point, it wasn't my time to understand it. And God, you know, and I think it was one of my tests, you know, a test from God. Will you have faith in me and serve, you know, the same with, you know, I talked to Keith about this. I fight jealousy
hey, Chris,
with you guys all the time.
Let me just say something about that. Let me just say something about that because I can give you an even simpler explanation for that moment. You know, the Lord was part God, part man. He's fully man, but also fully God.
Yeah.
And God can't die, but Jesus was destined to die.
Yeah.
So in that moment, when he was headed towards death, he had to be separated from the godly presence within him in order that he could die.
Good.
And therefore, and it was that separation which he exclaimed about as, why have you forsaken me? It's because the Spirit of God had to depart his body so that he could, in fact, die.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know.
I would like to take this opportunity to do kind of a little mini-preach. Chris, you mentioned, you know, when you were finding yourself kind of in error. I just want to really encourage everybody to kind of own your own junk. It's not, you know, one of the ways that we come into faith and the Spirit of God is able to lead us is because in humility, you know, we accept our fallibility, our ability to make error. And, you know, a lot of times we just need to own our own junk and our own problems and then take them and lay them at the feet of Christ and let him lead us out of them. You know, we don't really need the devil to interfere in every detail aspect of our lives for us to have problems. We can do it just fine on our own. And it's okay. You know, not every error that we make is an attack of Satan. It's a lot of times it's just us going through learning processes that we need to experience and to move forward in. And to give an example, I'll come back to what you were talking about, Chris. When we start kind of doing our own research and seeking understanding, there is no question in my mind, and I would say, well, certainly more than 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago, when I really started kind of devouring prophecy and looking for his return and looking to understand when his return was, there was a spiritual component to that that was leading me on. But in the process, you know, I ended up with a lot of, they weren't really rabbit trails, but I ended up with a lot of experiences which led to partial increased understanding rather than complete increased understanding. And, you know, sometimes my mind was getting in my own way. Sometimes my preconceptions were getting in my own way. Sometimes it was just simply a lack of knowledge. But, you know, I was following the leading of the Lord. I just wasn't getting it completely. And, you know, Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jerry, that exactly what you just said, we can hinder the Holy Spirit from working through us with just the slightest work of our own will. We have the whole thing.
Right.
Christianity is complete submission, 120% submission to God's will through the Holy Spirit in us. And if our will slips in just the slightest little bit, then it could lead us astray, and Satan can drag us out.
That's true. But the thing is, it's okay. You know, it's okay because it's part of us. God understands. It's not like we're going to make that kind of an error, and we just have to kind of move forward and trust Him. And you know, just like in seeking understanding, you know, on the one hand, I know for sure. I mean, just like you clearly gave an indication of, you were clearly led to seek out understanding, and we are trying to seek out understanding both spiritually as well as scripturally and otherwise, even logically sometimes. And but at the same time, I also know that some of my strongest and best epiphany moments have come when the Lord has given me a direct understanding that I wasn't close to on my own. So, you know, when we take big steps, a lot of times He'll just do it directly for us. But He leads us to seek Him. You know, we've got a heart for Him and all these things. But when we find ourselves in error, you know, we're in faith. We're covered by the blood of Christ. We have Jesus as our shepherd. We're His sheep. You know, let's not make too big a deal out of it. I mean, let's just own our junk and move on, because there's just no way that we're going to avoid error, and it's not a capital crime. I mean, you know, we're seeking Him. We're doing what He wants us to do most of the time. And if we have an error, just say, okay, Lord, you know, that wasn't right. I didn't like it. You probably didn't like it. I'm sorry. And move on, because that's all He wants you to do. You know, He knows we're going to make errors, and probably many times He wants us to make errors so that we learn from them. So just because we make an error doesn't mean it's an attack by Satan. It just means we're part human, which, duh, that is what we are, and that's why we need salvation from Him. So, you know, let's own our junk and live in His blessings, because we don't really need to twist ourselves around every time we go off the tracks a little bit, because it's a lot of times it's just us, and He's with us every step of the way, right or wrong. Hmm. So that's my mini preach for the moment. But you know, let's not make the bad guy worse than he really is. We have more power than he does. We need to live in it.
Right.
Sorry, right. I just felt like that needed to be said.
It's okay.
You know what? Let's. I have been playing around a little bit. I think I reloaded 18 songs.
Oh wow!
And so I'm going to try one here and see how it goes. And kind of a special request.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Okay, I've had another kind of song request. And last night in chat, wait a minute, before I explain this and set it up, I want to ask Tana a question. Tana, are you near your phone? Are you able to speak?
I am near my phone. I am able to speak, yes.
Okay. So last night in chat, we were working on a song, and Bill, I think, basically came up with a set of complete lyrics. Do you happen to have those, Tana?
No. No, I don't have all of them.
Because Judy nominated you to sing it, and I'm not going to sing it, but I can read the lyrics.
I don't have all of them.
Let me see. Okay, that's okay. She sent me an email. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these out, but and then give somebody a chance to do a little preparation, and maybe someday we can sing this.
Jerry,
we were talking about the.
To me, I can sing them.
Jerry, you can't be reading those lyrics. Those need to be sung by Tana. Tana, I will forward you the email.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is song to the tune. This is song to the tune of God Bless America. This is okay. This is sung to 'cause I'm proud to be an American. Well, at least I know I'm free. You know that song, Tana?
Is that what we're singing to now?
Okay. This is the title of our song on that music. It's called God Nuke the USA.
Okay.
God Nuke the USA. So, Tana, I just forwarded you Jason 302 wrote it. Beautiful.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know the melody.
How about
I don't know the way it starts either. Let's all sing it together.
I need to hear the song in order to know how that first part.
I can't get it on. I have to.
Jerry, do you know the tune of how it starts?
I'm proud to be an American, and at least I know I'm free.
Yeah, but that's the chorus.
Oh, that's the chorus?
Yeah, that's
no, I don't know that. Yeah.
I don't have that.
Okay.
Can't help you. Don't know it.
Y'all, it's time to rear up your head and laugh because the Lord is funny. He's coming to nuke America, and his judgment is just and right. And may those who are left behind call out to the Lord in their time of trouble and be saved. Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We just commit this song to you. Okay, are you guys ready?
Well, I was going to listen to it on YouTube really fast.
Listen to it on YouTube and then lead us. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so while she's doing I just want to tell everybody who doesn't have a sense of humor, you know, you just haven't learned that part of God yet. And you might want to mute your phone right now because we are going to get real silly. We were in late night chat last night, and I just kind of wanted to wear a T-shirt, God Nuke America. You know, I was just so excited about what God's about to do. And I've gone through the tears with God. I've gone through the anger with God of the anguish of what he's about to do. But I feel like God's worked all the way through it. I feel excited about the judgment. I'm feeling like in my spirit, there's been a shift. I'm just like so excited. I just wanted to sing about it last night in chat. So we were all making tunes and lyrics. We were changing the lyrics around to different patriotic songs for America. And we were seeing what God's about to do, you know, instead of God bless America, we were saying, God nuke America, you know, and because that's what he's going to do. And his judgments are just and right. And don't worry, he's made provision. He's answering all of our prayers. So those people that are going to be nuked, it's actually a very merciful death that the Lord is bringing to people. To die that quickly and get to avoid the famine and all the other things, wow, what a mercy he has on the North America, you know, this whole continent. What merciful judgment that is. But we know that, you know, this part of the world is not in Bible history. So we are having fun, and we're making the Lord laugh. And frankly, you know, get her done. And he's about to get her done, and we can all feel it. I think Tom is almost ready, and we'll sing it together as a church. This could be our church anthem. You know what? You know, after we sing it, we may just go up in the air. What do you think?
We might.
While she's working on that, I want to read a word that Benjamin, our beautiful Benjamin Duncan from the chat room, Benny Benster, he sent a word. It was from someone else. It wasn't from him, but it's a corporate word for the bride, and I liked it. It was given today to somebody, and I'm just going to read it. He sent it to me. Here it goes. My words need to flow today like never before. My children need to hear and respond to my voice. Time is at hand. No more procrastination and delay. The axe is at the root, and the time is now. The shaking begins. Tell my children not to worry or be alarmed. I am setting foot on planet Earth, and I have a score to settle with some pastors. The time is now. Prepare for my visit, and it won't be pleasant. I will return to my throne, but I will come to you and take my bride. This breaks my heart. This breaks my heart that my bride is not ready, but I will come anyway. Look up, my visit for wrath upon unclean pastors will come and go. I say unclean everyone, not just pastors, but that's what this person says. Be prepared, bride. Be prepared, bride will rise to do my work. Then we will all go home. Tell my people to be prepared, but do not fear. Tell them. Get her done. Okay, so thank you, Benjamin, for sending that to me, Fenster. Yes, Rhea's saying they're smelling the sulfur from Iceland all the way in Norway. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, we're doing a new RCC hymn, and yeah, those are the lyrics. That's good, Ben. Ben knows that song. So anyway, Rhea said there's an eruption of sulfur dioxide pollution at record levels, and residents have been warned in Iceland. There's so much going on,
wow,
guys. It's just, get her done. So are we ready, Pana, to do this thing?
I think if I just have it placed softly in the background and I can do it, yeah.
Okay, we'll join you because we have the lyrics in front of us, and if anybody wants me to send them the lyrics, Jason Hensley, we want to thank you for writing this beautiful song and changing the words up a little. And we have another song that Billy, I just want to give Billy some credit. Billy did some rearranging as well, but it's not to this song, it's to a different song, and I'll just tell you real quick what he said, because it's funny. Billy said, I'm clicking on there, okay, so for our new national song at RCC, God Nuke America, he said, from a bozo to Pelosi, Harry Reid and Kerry too, God Nuke America. We're already home. See, because when he nukes it, we're going to already be home. So I like that. And then he said, or you could say, from abortion to corruption, lying and genocide, God nuke America, we're already home. Anyway, good job, Billy. Okay, Tana, let's get going on this one.
I'm Roddy.
Yeah. Okay, get ready to laugh or
just
cry, whichever.
Music's just where all things were gone. I'd worked
all my life.
And I had to start again with just my kitchen and my knife. I'm such a rapture tard. I call ISIS today. Tell them to behead myself and roll that head away, cause I'm proud to be a Christian, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that life to me, and I'll proudly stand up next to him and defend him still today. Well, there ain't no doubt I love this man. Love you, Jesus. God nuke the USA.
We're not done.
Nope. There's more. I'm waiting for my music. Okay, get ready. From the lake of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, Fukushima's in the sea, from Detroit down to Hudson, from New York to L.A. The comets and nukes are coming down, and you can't take that away.
'Cause I'm proud to be a Christian, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that life to me. And I'll proudly stand up and defend him still today. For there ain't no doubt I love this man. Love you, Jesus, says God nuke the U.S.
Yay, Tana!
Yay!
Yay.
And
that's a weird song.
Amen.
Okay, so,
amen.
So Jason, okay, in the beginning it says, if tomorrow all things were gone, I'd worked all my life, and I had to start again with just my kitchen and my knife. I'm such a rapture tard, I'd call ISIS today, tell them to behead myself, and roll that head away. And then Tana sings the chorus. And then, because we kind of lost her voice a little in there in the lyrics, but I'll tell you the second stanza is, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, Fukushima's in the sea. From Detroit down to Houston, from New York to L.A., comets and nukes are coming down, and you can't take that away. Oh, my goodness. Tana, thank you for singing that. That was lovely. That was beautiful. You know what? That was funny. Jason, good job, honey. And Jason said at the end, and this is what God told me over and over, he said at the end, his judgments are just and right. He said, may all those who are left behind call out to the Lord in their time of trouble and be saved. Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And if you're listening to this show and you're standing on the fence, remember, if you miss the translation and you miss the worldwide rapture, if you're left behind, you still can just – the Bible says, he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So all you have to do is look up and say, Jesus, help, save me. And he will. You'll make it to heaven. You're just going to die.
Oh.
And God wanted to spare you that, but you didn't want to listen. But he'll save you. He's going to save you.
They will say that.
It's not
too
late.
They will say that.
But, you know, one of the deceptions they're going to do is they're going to tell people that it's too late to call out to God. And even Christians now tell people that. And that's just a fat lie.
That's
not right. The tribulation is designed to get people to call out to God. And there's a bunch of Christians telling people that once you get left behind, there's no salvation for you. That's a big fat lie.
Mm-hmm.
God's business is in saving everybody. And he told my son that most people are going to be saved, but that hell's going to be filled. And that's why God is delaying this thing, because he just loves his creation. But, you know, there's going to be a fair amount, but he's going to save most. So I love you guys. Thank you, Tana. That was beautiful.
Yes, I pray for the people that we've, it's not too, like, we don't want anyone to perish, so we don't want anyone to perish in these nukes, but, you know, if they know the Lord, they're going to heaven quicker than all the others that have to go through the Great Tribulation, as you were saying, so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, and we can, we're warning you in a beautiful song, because that's what's about to happen. Jason had an incredible testimony where the Lord told him to go to his hairdresser to get his hair cut, and that he wanted him to minister to her. And so he went there, and the girl up front said, oh, she's done for the day. And Jason said, well, I'm pretty sure she'll do my hair. Can you just tell her I'm here? And the girl was planning on leaving, but God had told Jason to go down there and tell her about him. And so he knew that even though her time was, she was leaving, that she was going to stay, because God had a word for her. And it's a beautiful story. And he told her, it's merciful. This song that Tana sang, it's merciful, because we can laugh, but it's like, this is what's going to happen. And he, long story short, and I hope he sends the whole thing in a letter format so I can tell you guys how it went, because I'm forgetting everything. But basically, he ministered to this woman who's been cutting his hair for a while, and the Lord arranged his time and her time so he could do it. She was completely stunned. A lot of things that he had told her in the past, there was one particular thing that came true, so she believes him. He has credibility with her. And he told her straight up that America's about to be completely annihilated by nuclear war, and this nation's done. And she hugged him at the end. They walked out of the hair studio, and she was so stunned when he was talking to her. She was so stunned that she quit cutting his hair for a minute, and he had to laugh. And he's like, are you going to finish cutting my hair? You know? And he was clearly having the Lord on him when he was talking to her.
Oh, sure.
And the Lord made it clear to him that he would not be getting his hair cut again, and he goes every 4 to 5 weeks to get his hair done. It was a beautiful story. He shared the story in chat. We were all very moved by it. And I don't know, there's more details, but the bottom line is, you know, God's saying through prophets and through many people that he is going to completely destroy America. And, you know, you're not listening, so, you know, but he tried to tell you. and these things are true. And, you know, frankly, our condition, we're rapture-centric. I'm stage seven today. And, you know, if I want to laugh about it, I will. And you can call me mean and I want to see people die. No, I don't. Are you kidding? Why do you think I have this channel? Why do you think I've given up everything for his appearing? Why do you think I've gotten harassed and ridiculed and, like, had all these bad things happen to me because I was proclaiming what the Lord told our family to proclaim? So, you know, before you accuse me of being hateful and wanting to see people die, no, I've done everything I could in my power that the Lord gave me to wake people up, and everyone at RCC has, too. So, you know, this church is joyful about judgment. That's okay. That's the Lord's blessing on us. I'm completely joyful about it. Hate me. Don't judge me, but I'm joyful about it. I started yesterday where I just felt this relief, like I'm excited. I'm happy about the judgment. And I believe that's how the Lord's feeling because he lets me share his emotions. He's excited now. I think his grieving is over because get her done. Because I haven't really felt his sorrow and his anguish over it. I felt complete joy. In fact, I was so excited last night, I'm like, I want to get a T-shirt, you know, to get God excited, you know, like, God nuke America today. You can do it, you know.
But you walk around with that in the mall, honey.
You know what, though? I would probably, like, people would probably love me. I mean, the way this country's going, you know.
I don't know. Oh, my gosh.
Came with her in late night. We were joking with you in late night chat saying ISIS would try to recruit you.
Yeah, exactly. ISIS would try to recruit me.
Oh, they love you.
Well, one of the things that we can have in the last stage of stage seven of rapture-centric disease is that we can laugh at all of it. We can laugh at the devastation and the catastrophe as well. Because we've come that far with the Lord. We sat with him in his mourning. We sat with him in his anguish. And I'm sitting with him right now in his joy. And some people are going to go out like this. Oh, I got beat up by the devil. I'm going out like I got hammered by God on the way out of here. Because I really am.
Amen.
I'm beyond. I'm just hammered every day now because we're so close, guys. And you can have that portion, or you can just sit there and say the devil's getting me good before we go and pretend like, you know, that's your portion. But it doesn't have to be. The Lord is good. And if you're a child of the King, your portion is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, no matter what's going on in you and around you. But if you don't claim it, then the devil will give you his stuff. And I see a lot of Christians claiming the devil's crap. But God's like, why don't you claim me? Why don't you claim your inheritance? And if God didn't do this to me 6 years ago, I wouldn't be so settled in it. But 6 years ago, he told me to laugh my freaking head off at everything, at my trials, at the devil, at myself. He said I took myself way too seriously, and I did. I had ministries here, ministries there. He's like, just quit it. Like, you know, and he started showing me how funny everything was. And that his kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. And he said, you know, there's no bad days in the kingdom. You don't have to have bad days. He saw how hard I was trying to beat up the devil and do this and do that and help everybody. And it didn't help, you guys. I was a stressed out wreck. And
you're
the
miserable.
Lord changed me. And I try to tell people, you guys, it's easy. It's effortless. God, he loves you. You know, and I'm telling you, he wants you to have a good day. Every day he wants you to be happy, okay? And people say if you say that, you're some prosperity person. No, you're not some evil person. God wants you happy. And the only way that you're good advertising for God is if you're happy. Nobody wants to hear about your God if you're walking around saying that five devils are attacking you and woe is me. But if you straight up just sit with the Lord and get his portion for your life, and walk in his portion, it's not even, you don't even have to try. I'm not saying you don't have bipolar days. I'm not saying, what I'm saying is you have a peace and a joy that is never get stolen from you. And for 6 years, it's not been stolen from me, not once. And if I had a bad day, it was my choice, and the Lord would show me why. He's like, well, you tried to be God. See, that's what happens if you're a parent and you try to, you know, be God to your kids, you're going to have a bad day, okay? Just let God be God with everybody in your life, including your pets. You know, one of my cats almost died, you know, and I told that story, and I just gave it to the Lord, and then I continued to have a good day. I even went to my school that day, and I was late to work, and all the kids were like, why are you, your cat's dying, I mean, it might be dead, and you're still, they're like, you never have a bad day, do you? And I said, well, here's why. Here's the secret. Because I put my trust in the Lord, and I laid that cat at his feet. And if I get off work today and the vet tells me my cat made it, I'm going to be happy. And if my cat didn't make it, I'm going to see my cat in heaven. And, you know, the temporary sorrow of it will be gone. It'll be gone. Mm-hmm. It may take a week, may take two, it may take a day. I don't know, whatever the Lord wants to do in me, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, even when the Lord fell on my son and started saying that the Lord's coming now, like, we thought a YouTuber had died, and me and my son started laughing. I mean, one of my good YouTuber friends, we thought he died. We got an email from someone that he was in the hospital, and we were, like, lucky. And me and my son were laughing because, see, death has no sting. Do you really believe your Bible? Because if somebody goes from this life to the next and they know the Lord, they're in heaven. They got it better
right,
than us. So
right,
all this sorrow
right.
over death
That's
is
right.
not biblical. It's just
True.
Not biblical right. to walk around. Yeah, we miss people, but maybe
sure.
the Lord wants you to, maybe he wants you to miss him. Maybe you were putting that person, you know, like the thing is.
That's true.
I'm not saying you can't grieve, okay, because that you got to keep it real. But what I'm saying is the Lord is our portion, and he
mm-hmm.
is good. And I'm living this stuff. And if I can live it and I have nothing right now and you tell me you can't have a good day, I'm telling you, I'm living it, you guys. I gave up everything for his appearing. I have nothing right now, okay? I'm just straight up telling
oh,
you, like,
yeah.
I went from fully capable in this life to giving it all up. And if I try to take it back, because I could if I wanted to, but I know that I'm not in the perfect will of God, so I'm joyful in it, okay? And if I can watch God do things in the condition I'm in, then so can you, you know, and he used me as an example that way. I didn't know he was going to bring me to the bottom, you know, I didn't think he'd bring me to the bottom of the barrel, you know, but he did. And, but the thing is, I'm in the bottom of the barrel of God's glory laughing, okay, and you can too, no matter what your circumstance, church, just, he's coming today, and if you really believed it, you know, and you know his
True.
Coming is imminent and near, then let your attitude reflect it. Let your life reflect it.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything in you reflect that. And you can laugh at a song like Jason's song and not be offended, because you can say, you know, God, I guarantee you when you get there at the wedding feast, he's going, there's going to be laughter. And you might as well get
oh,
comfortable
sure.
with it now. You know, there's just not going to be a bunch of people philosophizing, you know, with their heads down. Trying to figure it all out. We're going to have answers. We're going to be having wonderful discussions. We're going to be, you know, it's going to be great. So Jerry did one, so I did one too.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, we're gonna when we're up there, we're gonna laugh about the things we didn't know and didn't understand.
Right,
we're just gonna
true,
laugh
true.
About it. We're gonna be laughing that it mattered to us that we didn't understand, because
yeah.
everything Judy said, absolutely. You know, do you really believe? Because if you do. You know, in our group, we absolutely believe what the Lord has shown us about the destiny of this nation and the nuclear. So we're believing him. And so if that's his will, if that's what he says is going to happen, we accept it. And it's just the same thing we can do in our own lives, wherever we're at, whatever our conditions. The first step is just saying, you know what, Lord, my life is in your hands. I accept where you have me. Thank you very much. What's next? That's how
Good
you go
idea.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you go forward. It's hard to do sometimes, but just you know, accepting where you're at, no matter how tough the conditions, is the easiest way to remove the barriers to going somewhere else.
And you know what? You can laugh by faith. If you have nothing to laugh about in your life, laugh by faith. God told me when I said nothing was funny 6 years ago, he's like, fake it. And I faked it, and then I started doing it for real. And then I just posted some funny videos to my Rapture Kitty channel today that you could watch that'll make you laugh. Me and the kids were laughing at them. I mean, there's stuff to laugh at, and if you have to get yourself going in order to do it, God will help you with that. I mean, he'll start showing you the humor and everything. And honestly, those of us that are coming back here to work the trib during the nukes and the comets and all the Mark of the Beast and all the things that will be occurring, we're not going to be depressed doing our work. We're going to be
full of
joy, and we're not going to be sorrowful, okay, because the people that are going to be dying are going to be with the Lord. So see how there's no bad news for a Christian? There's no bad
right.
news if you're in the kingdom. That's why God told me there's no bad days in the kingdom. The only time you have a bad day is when you want to keep being self-focused. When you focus on yourself and your circumstances and the you know, and all this stuff, then you will be miserable. And some people have lived like that for so long that they're comfortable with it. So go ahead and be that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you really want to live a better way, God will give you the answers to it. I have lots of crazy family members. I have all kinds of weird stuff that I could get caught up in because of the family that I came from, and I don't. Years ago, I cut all that off. I'm like, sorry, I'm not a part of this. And, you know, I've been an orphan, really. And then my sister and brother got saved, and then sister's my good friend. But other than that, I kind of made myself an orphan to my family years ago.
Because I hear you.
Function. And the Lord gave me the power to do that. I just wrote them all off. I'm like, I'm out of here. You guys are, get your issues settled because, you know,
right.
I'm not going down your path. And you can
exactly.
make those choices today, even in the last minute of the rapture here. You can cut unhealthy ties. You can cut off people that make you have a bad day, you know. You can you don't have to let anything around you control you except the Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God. And
right.
I just want to encourage you with that, guys, because we're going home, and God really wants to make you happy. You know, he gave my son a vision of us, this church, going over the finish line. And so we were near the end of the race, and we fell over the finish line. So we were still walking, still running up until the end. So we're there, guys. But we literally fell over the finish line. So we made it. What I'm saying is this is stage 7. Where you're done. And so that's where we're at. We're done. And we're just falling over the finish line right now. So give yourself permission to fall over that line because we're there. But we're not defeated. Okay? We're not defeated.
Right. We've got about almost a little over 60 seconds, and I wanted to say hi to Cerebell, who called in. Hello, Cerebell.
Hi, Cerebell.
Hey guys. It's like I kind of lost track of time, and I said, "Oh, let me call in real quick." So I've just been listening
glad
in.
To hear
hi
from
guys.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you guys.
Okay. Glad
yeah,
to
it's
you.
Good to hear your voice, Cerebell.
I love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
And you know what? Like you hear me now, but you're gonna see me within seconds. Okay.
Amen.
That's right. That's it.
Wait, what'd you say? What'd she say? The Lord's coming. What'd you say, Cerebell?
I said the Lord is coming. And you guys, if you haven't, there's this YouTuber called Jen Brazel, GenBr.
Yes.
I saw your comment on there. I just wanted to put it out there because her videos are like really encouraging.
10 seconds.
So yeah. Really great.
And she just started making videos like recently. Like she just
yeah.
did like a new one on the scene. She's amazing. I liked her stuff to my channel. Cerebell probably liked it to her channel.
Totally.
And she just has the joy of the Lord on her, the light of God. She's amazing.
Absolutely.
Jen Brazel.
Yeah, Pat, I can send you an email, her link, Pat.
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great, sure.
Forward that to me, Pat. I think I subscribed to it, but I'm not sure. It sounds familiar, but I'm going to subscribe
Jen
to everybody. Jen so.
Brazel. Okay, I got to get my computer working up again. Dang thing. Anyway, it will.
Get her done.
We'll be out of here.
Get her
we're
done.
Going to plug her in.
So.
Get it done. Okay.
Get her done, Lord. We're ready.
Get her done, Lord.
See y'all in the air. I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Come, Lord
love
Jesus.
You.
Love
you
all. Love you all. Send everybody out with a song here.
Love you.
Love you all.
Okay. You too, everybody. I love you.
Love
you guys so much.
In there, everybody.
Thanks for everything.
Going home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love you, everybody. We still here? Oh, that's cute.
Longer, but I love you, Jesus. Love you, Jerry. Thanks for hosting.
Thank you.
Love
for
you, everyone.
Both of
listening.
You. Love everyone.
Coming today, Flower. Be ready.
Yep.
He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God.
Love y'all. Got the computer on. Anybody there?
Yeah, I love you, Mama Pat.
Oh, hi, sweetie. I guess who else is on the line?
There's just songs for the archives. So I love
you.
Okay,
honey.
Love you, everybody.
Okay, love everyone. Bye-bye, guys. Talk tomorrow, or if in the air. Tomorrow's a big day. Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. Love you.
And I whip my loving arms around you. Honey, I can stand up and face the world. Let me tell you, you're love. Keep holding to me.
Forever. down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best there's ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been." He played, "Found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no."
You're the keeper of my heart. good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good.
About. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Well, he's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause he's heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then. He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. The whole world over, no greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while, he's good all the time.
Well,
God is good, yes he is, he's good all the time. God is good, you know he is, he's good all the time. You can search the whole world over.
Real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle.
I wanna see.
Heaven, maker of, and in Jesus Christ is only begotten. Lately I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
disappointment was my closest friend. But then you came and it soon departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting me higher, higher and higher. I said your love keeps on lifting me higher and higher. All right.
Applause.